In my experience, perhaps in yours too, God does some rather, well, odd things. Things that we don't expect, things that leave us wondering, why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Take, for instance, John the Baptist, whom God sent out before Jesus, as the Bible says, to prepare the way for the Lord. Okay, fair enough. Perhaps the way needed preparing. But he was an odd fellow indeed. Mark chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. So John the Baptizer came and was baptizing people in the desert area. He told them to be baptized to show that they wanted to change their lives, and then their sins would be forgiven. All the people from Judea, including everyone from Jerusalem, came out to John. They confessed the bad things they'd done, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. Now, John wore clothes made from camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. Really? Camel's hair, locusts, honey, really? Despite that, despite the fact that he was out there in the desert, not in the temple or even in a synagogue, people flocked to him to hear his decidedly inconvenient message. Change your lives so that your sins will be forgiven, or using the old terminology, repent. It's not a message that most people want to hear. Let's face it, is it one that you want to hear? And yet they flocked to him. It seems that God, in his wisdom, knew that people needed a profound change of heart before they were ready for Jesus to walk into their lives. Friend, have you had that change of heart? Are you ready to let go of the sin that clings so tightly to your soul? In Jesus' name, I say, repent, change your life, and your sins will be forgiven. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God has a truly amazing life plan for you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our limited edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.